My story this morning actually began in the early 70s. A lady by the name of Nancy Gavin was having a difficult time selecting a present for her husband, Mike. For you see, Mike didn't like Christmas. It wasn't that he didn't like Christmas, the meaning and the giving of gifts. What he didn't like was the commercial nature and how it had become so commercialized, and how, you know, there's an expectancy to give everyone on your list a gift, and somehow the way Madison Avenue and advertisers had weaved it in that the bigger, more expensive the gift was, the more love that you were showing. And he really didn't like that aspect of Christmas. So it was hard for her to buy something, and she thought about it and thought about it. And the inspiration for his gift that year came from an unusual source. Their son was in junior high and wrestling for his junior high wrestling team. And they had scheduled an exhibition match with a team sponsored by an inner city church. It was right before Christmas. And as the two squads came out, she noticed that their shoes were just regular tennis shoes, and it looked like the only thing that was holding them together were the laces. And what a contrast it was to her son's team in their spiffy blue and gold uniforms, everything matching and matching wrestling shoes. And as the matches began, she noticed that the inner city kids didn't even have headgear. And for those of us who wrestled before headgear was common, I can tell you of the pain of a cauliflower ear. It was obvious that these inner city kids couldn't afford the headgear. Well, the suburban team trounced them. They won every single weight class. And that really bothered Mike. And what Mike said was, I wish they could have won just at least one match. He said, because they have so much potential. But losing every match, I'm afraid, will just take the enthusiasm and the steam right out of them. She thought about that, and Mike loved kids. More than anything, he loved kids. He coached, you know, little kids football, basketball, and lacrosse. And he knew kids, and he felt their pain. So what Nancy did that year, she went down to the local sporting goods store, and she bought an assortment of wrestling shoes of various sizes. And then she bought an assortment of headgear. And she had them boxed up and delivered anonymously to the inner city church. And she wrote what she had done in a note, and she folded it and put it in a single white envelope. No name, no address, no nothing, just a plain white envelope on the Christmas tree. And that year the kids came down and Christmas morning and tore into their presents, and they were all excited, and the kids were looking back and forth, and they were wondering, what did Mom get Dad this year? What could she have done? And finally all the presents under the tree were gone. And Dad hadn't had anything from Mom. And then she walked over to the tree, and she reached in the branches, and she took out the white envelope, and she handed it to Dad. And the kids stopped. And on that day, the brightest thing in Christmas was Dad's smile as he read that note. And it continued ensuing years. For the next year, she was able to write a check to two elderly brothers whose home had burned to the ground just a week before Christmas. And another year, she was able to send a whole troop of academically challenged youth to a hockey game. Each year she found something worthwhile to contribute to that would bring that smile to Mike's face. And that became their tradition. But the story doesn't end there. Nancy wrote this in 1982, and in 1980, Mike lost his battle with cancer. And Nancy was so overwhelmed with grief at that time that she hardly had the energy to get a tree up. But she did get a tree up finally a couple days before Christmas. And on Christmas Eve, she filled out her envelope and put it in the branches of the tree. And on Christmas morning, when the kids were there, she was surprised to see her envelope had been joined by three more. Each one of the kids, unbeknownst to the other two, had also made a Christmas gift for Dad. And I think that this story has a lot to say. Yes, it says a lot about our true meaning of Christmas, the true reason that we exchange gifts, why it is that we do, but I think it speaks a little bit deeper, and I think it talks to our awareness of our oneness with one another. It speaks to the light, and it's just like in the song, Jesus, be the light of the world, and it is that recognition of the return of the light. The return of the light to our inherent divinity within each and every one of us. It speaks to our own God selves. And so today, during the collection, my gift, the gift of the center to each and every one of you, is a small white envelope. So please accept the small white envelope from the Alaska Center for Spiritual Living and have a merry, merry Christmas.